This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and this morning I'm talking with Daniel Ballantyne from Music ACT about Make Music Day, or as I've heard it before, Fête de la Musique. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Neil. Listeners.
So how has this come about? I've had some experience of Fête de la Musique in the past, but I think this is the first time I've seen a big noise made about it in the ACT.
Yes. Well, the event, of course, first came out in the mid-80s from France and was eventually supported now as a UNESCO worldwide event. But it has been supported in Australia for a number of years out of the Live Music Office in Sydney. Last year, Music ACT did mark Make Music Day with our Let Music Live campaign, rally, you call it, at Garema Place, which is mm-hmm. seeking to expose and make relevant our live music culture, especially to the ACT government. And things flowed from that in terms of, you know, the creation of the Entertainment Action Plan and things like that. But this year, with all of the struggles around live performance in a COVID-19 environment, we were scratching our heads and thinking, how can we celebrate Make Music Day for the second time in the ACT and make it a more expansive and inclusive event? We were inspired by, I think, Anzac Day, where for a moment or two, the people who wanted to recognise the solemnity of that occasion stood out in front of their houses with a candle or just watched the dawn or something like that. And it was quite moving seeing Anzac Day transform from being a mass event where people might participate in the dawn service at the Australian Memorial, which wasn't possible, to something a bit more close to home.
So this is like having a concert at the end of your driveway?
Yes, pretty much. So what we're going to do is we've promoted across the ACT region through media and our promotional activity and stuff, and we've asked ACT musicians for 20 minutes only, at 2 p.m. on the 21st of June, which is a Sunday, to stand out front of houses or to get on their balconies or get on their patios and do a banger on the balcony or to play on their patio or sing on the street just for 20 minutes and let their neighbours know what they're doing. And we've also asked, if you're going to participate, go to the Music ACT website and register.
So you'll be able to get a list of the things that will be happening to some extent?
Yeah, look, we've got serious privacy concerns. We're not planning to, we're not going to put the names out there. But what we are providing for musicians is they can download a promotional pack, and it includes flyers that they can edit on a PDF editor. Any free editor will do. There's a poster that they can print. There's colour and black and white versions, which they can put up at the local shops and things like that. And you've probably seen some of the posters at the local shops going up recently. Plus, if you register with us for Make Music Day, you go in the draw for about $2,500 worth of prizes. And they're all music-focused prizes, be they music lessons or vouchers at the music stores and so forth.
So if people have enough nerve, they really can turn it into a concert if they wanted to and get all the locals to turn up.
Well, I've had lots of inquiries and got young 16-year-old bands wanting to just form up on the driveway and make a racket. We have asked that they tell their neighbours what they're doing for 20 minutes.
Of course, they're happy to do that.
And we don't want to cause any real disturbance. Just 20 minutes to put it out there that Canberra's got a great live music culture and that there is a yearning gap that exists between musicians and audiences, and this is one way of bridging that while we're unable to play live at, you know, typical venues and things like that. We also want to let the community and the government know that there is a strong live music culture and that it wants to be part of our post-COVID-19 recovery.
Yes, so this is really a bit of a one-off, and it's taking advantage of the situation in which we find ourselves. So next year will be a whole lot different, I expect.
Well, who knows? If this proves to be a particularly successful event, we might want to do it again. I don't know. But each year, I think we will be celebrating the ACT region and indeed nationally as the following for International Make Music Day grows.
Yeah, that's terrific. Thanks for talking with us this morning, Daniel. Good luck
with
the day.
Okay, mate. Take it.
Thank you.
Take care.